This is a podcast from Seven Vineyard.
If I haven't met you already, I'm Claire. I'm one of the co-lead pastors here. Married to Owen, the other co-lead pastor. He's upstairs having fun with the kids, with Karen, Dan's wife Karen. So they're having a lot of fun upstairs. But I wanted to start by just telling you something that I heard last week that really moved me. You might remember a few weeks ago, I don't know if you were here with us, but we had an all-in, and Caleb and Liz, an all-in is where we have the adults and kids all in together. So we do church together in the same space, and we have a lot of fun. And Caleb and Liz, who were leading the morning, had set up some prayer stations around the room. And they're just places where we could interact and do things and do activities that might help deepen our connection to God. And one of the stations was a mirror. You might remember it. It was over that side. And the invitation was to look in the mirror and to ask God how he sees you. Ask God to reveal all the amazing things that he loves about you. And it's just a really wonderful thing to do. And on this morning, there was a young boy there with his mum. And his mum asked him, "What do you think God says about you?" And the young boy replied, "Oh, God doesn't see me." He said, "God doesn't see me." And when I heard that story, it both moved and fascinated me. That this young boy, in that moment, believed that he was invisible to God. That God didn't see him. For whatever reason, he had discounted himself. Now, let me tell you, this boy is part of a loving family with wonderful parents. He has been part of Vineyard Kids for pretty much his whole life and would have been told on numerous occasions that he is very loved and very special to God. And I have no concerns for him. I actually think that because of that interaction, now his parents will be able to explore that with him and speak into that. And in fact, I fully believe that God took that opportunity to highlight that misconception, so that little boy will then learn how much he is seen and known by God and dearly loved. But it got me thinking about two things. First, that I don't think that little boy is that different from many of us. How often might we hear things repeatedly, but for some reason they don't stick? Has someone ever paid you a compliment and you just bat it off because you can't receive it? Just in the last few months, I can think of three different adults who have been Christians for years who've all said that they find it hard to really believe that God loves them. I remember myself a few years ago going through a season when I struggled to believe that God actually liked me. I could believe that God loved me because God's a loving God and that's what he does. But thinking that God actually liked me, you know, kind of delighted in me, well, I'd gotten a little stuck. Sometimes we carry these distorted ideas about ourselves without really realizing. So maybe it's things like, oh, you know, I'm not a good enough person. Or I don't deserve to be happy. Or I'm a rubbish mom or dad or friend, or I'm always the one who messes up, or whatever it might be. Which brings me to the second thing that I was thinking, that it's only when we allow ourselves to slow down, to think, to reflect on what's going on the inside, like that little boy did at the all-in, that we really begin to hear what's going on deep down. What our heart is really saying. I heard an analogy recently that our hearts are a little like a deer in a forest. You know how when you walk through a forest and you make lots of noise, you scare all the wildlife away? Picture a deer tentatively watching you carefully through the trees, ready to run at the slightest loud noise. If you want to tease that deer out, you need to stay quiet and still and wait. And when that deer feels safe and not threatened, when it's all quiet and still, it might just take a step closer. And our hearts are a little like that. It's only when we make space, take time, be quiet, make it safe, that our heart will tell us what is really going on. And it's in those moments that God's Spirit reveals to us what he can see and sometimes what we can't see. And it's in those moments that God loves to meet us, to reveal the truth about who we really are, and to show us how much he loves us. So at 7, recently, we've been taking more time for reflection and contemplation in our gatherings on a Sunday or on a Monday evening at the worship nights or in our community groups or our retreats, to create moments like these where we can be still enough to hear what our hearts are saying and, more importantly, to hear what our loving Creator might want to show us. Henry Nguyen, in his book Spiritual Formation, speaks about it like this. He says, contemplative prayer often brings us to an intimate encounter with the love of God revealed to us in Jesus. In such an experience, we come to know ever more deeply that God is not against us, but for us. Not far from us, but with us. Not outside of us, but deeply within. As we take a quiet moment to reflect in a peaceful place, our minds and hearts become still. And in this stillness, become deeper and wider, inviting and binding the eternal quality of life in all its fullness. It is in the growing inner awareness of the eternal embrace of God that we find our true freedom. And so today, in these next 20, 25 minutes, we're going to do just that. We're going to create some space to quiet our inner selves and allow God to meet us in that place. So there's no particular agenda for this time, but just to allow God to meet us. We're going to do this in silence. I'm going to lead us through this time. Some of the periods of silence might feel a little long, but I'd encourage you to try and relax into that, because it's as we still ourselves and slow down and not rush that we can do those things I've been talking about. There are, though, cards and pens on your table, so feel free if you want to jot anything down. Maybe that something comes to mind that you don't want to be thinking about this time, like that to-do list and that. Just jot it down there so you can think about it later. It may be that you like to journal or doodle or whatever is helpful to you as we go through this time. And so I'm going to lead us in through a contemplative practice called Visio Divina. And Visio Divina means divine seeing. It's an ancient form of prayer that continues to be a powerful method of meditation today. We've used Lectio Divina before, which is divine reading, so a method of praying with scripture. And Visio Divina is a way of praying with images or other media. Originally, religious art or icons would be the subject of reflection, but any piece of art can be used. And it doesn't need to be a religious icon. It can be an object. It could be a photo. And in Visio Divina, as we reflect on what we see, we invite God's Spirit to speak to us through the object or image. And in that way, we open ourselves up and allow ourselves to be seen, touched, surprised, transformed, and loved by God. So, to help us with this reflection, there are a number of photos on your table. So underneath those cards, there are a number of photos. And if somebody could spread out those photos on the table, and actually if one or two people can just take the come to these empty tables and spread out the photos there as well, if you can just do that in this time. There's different photos on the table. There are some duplicates as well, but there's a whole range of photos. If you're not in the room with us today, but you're watching or listening later, you can join in too. So you can have a look at the photos on your screen, or you can follow the link we've put in the description of the video or podcast, and it will take you to the right page on our website with all the pictures and steps to follow, so you can do this with us now. Okay, so if all the photos are out. So what I invite you to do in your own time now is to have a look at the photos and to choose one. You'll have a couple of minutes for this. You might like to ask God to guide you to the one that you need for today, because he knows what you most need. So you might like to do that. You may be drawn to another photo. You can have a look around, by the way. So you can go to other people's tables if you like and just find the one that maybe catches your attention, you're drawn to. You may know why, you may not know why. So do feel free to move around. Everyone's maybe sticking to the one they've got. You can move now. Yeah, literally, yeah. Jesus, sorry, wasn't clear enough. Feel free to have a look around. Yeah, and just something might strike you. Maybe obvious, maybe not. So you've got a minute or two. And when you have found a photo that you'd like to use, then if you make yourself way back to your seat, but you may like to move your chair or sit on a different seat to give yourself a little bit more space if you like. So don't feel you have to stay where you are. I don't want to rush everyone. Has everyone found a photo that they're going to use? Has anybody not? No. Okay. Great. Okay. So just make sure you're comfortable before you do anything with the photo. You might just want to close your eyes. You might just want to lower your eyes. But just take some slow breaths. And you may like to say the words as you breathe in, that you are here with me, Lord. And as you breathe out, and I am here with you. You are here with me, Lord. And I am here with you. And as we go through this time, if you find yourself, your mind wandering to things that you don't think maybe God's leading you in this morning, maybe that shopping list, then you might find this centering prayer just helpful to bring you back to this place. You are here with me, Lord, and I am here with you. Now, when you're ready, if you'd like to take the photo, and first of all, gaze at the whole picture. Going to give you a couple of minutes for this. So gaze at the whole picture, taking in the detail of both the foreground and the background. Notice the shapes, the colours, the lighting. No need to rush. We all process at different speeds. Some of you will love the slowness, some of you will be, this will be agonizing. So just Chinese into that and just ask the Holy Spirit, is there anything I've missed? As I wait here a little bit longer, is there anything that you would want to draw out to me? And as you visually canvas the whole photo, see if anything sticks out to you. Is there any one bit of that photo that captures your attention? Maybe it was the first thing that captured your attention. What sticks out to you? Okay, so I'd like to focus now on that particular bit that has stuck out. If you're not sure, then just pick one now. And I'm going to give you about 5 minutes for this, and I just want you to pause and ponder on that particular part of the photo. What is it that strikes you about that part, and why? What thoughts, images, memories spring to mind for you? Maybe it raises a question. Maybe a Bible verse comes to mind. Does it cause feelings and sensations to arise within you? Does it bring peace? Does it make you feel uneasy? Why might that be? So as you focus in on that bit that stands out, pay attention to anything you see, hear, sense, or feel inside of you, trusting that God is leading you. As before, you may just like to take notes or journal to crystallize your thoughts. So in light of what you've noticed or what has come to mind, how might God be speaking to you? Why do you think God drew your attention to that particular part? So for the next few minutes, if you turn your attention to God and ask him how he might want to speak to you through this, not what you think he might say, but take a moment, what might he be saying? What does he want you to know? Is there an invitation for you? Is there anything God wants to give you? So take this time just to chat with him about that. And how might you like to respond to God? Is there anything you'd like to give him? Is there anything you'd like to receive from him? What would you like to say to him in response to what he said to you? Give a few minutes for that. And then now finally, we're going to take some time just to simply rest, soaking in this time we've just had. So we're just going to have a couple of minutes for this, just to sit and be. And I'm just going to read a quote that I read this week. It says, "Rest in communion with our Creator, the one who kissed your soul before placing it in your body, the one who loves you without measure. Savor the stillness. Be soothed by love." And now as we finish the service, I'm going to ask Kyle to come and play a song for us. For some of them, us, this time would have felt way too long. And some of us, it would have felt definitely not long enough. So I'm going to invite you to do one of three things in this time. It may be that you felt God speak to you and you'd like to share that with someone. Sometimes just speaking it out just helps to cement what God has been saying. So you may just like to turn to someone next to you, and whilst Kyle's singing, you can just chat to the person next to you about what God's been saying. It may be that you want to continue writing and God's continuing to speak to you and you're not quite done. And that's, you can carry on doing that. Or maybe that you're done and you can just join us in worshiping for this one last song.